Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Metzia, Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel. Machalei es asad, if someone sold a field, I sold the field to Shimon. Shimon is the lokeach. Lokeach means the buyer. He made a kinyan on the field. V'nasanle, the lokeach gave to him. The lokeach gave to the meicher. Shimon gave me. Miktsas domim. A little bit of the money. I sold him the field for 1,000 zuz. He gave me 100 so far. V'yamalei, the meicher says to the lokeach, I say to Shimon, listen, I'm giving you the field right now, and emesai shetirtze, whenever you want. Havei mois. Bring money. V'tayla shalach. And take your field. So the Gemara explains like this. He said to him, I said to Shimon, when you pay me the rest of the money, then the field is yours from now. So wait a second. Let's try to understand this. I make up with him, I'm selling my field for 1,000. He gives me 100, he makes a kinyan on the field. I say to him, when you bring me the other 900, even if it's next week, next month, next year, the field is yours from now. So what is this 900 now? It's a loan. It's like I'm loaning him the money. I'm telling him the field is his from now, so really it's supposed to be my money. So in a way, I'm lending him these $900, or zoz, or whatever it is. What if he doesn't come up with the 900? Let's say we make up by next year. He doesn't come up with the money. Well, the deal is off. But of course, I have to give him back the 100 that he gave me. Now, what's the deal with that 100? What was that 100 in my hands? Now that there isn't going to be a transfer of a field at all. It's also a loan. So the din is usur. You can't do this. What's the problem? The problem is that someone is eating the peiros from this field, right, during this time period. We're waiting to see if he's going to bring the rest of the money. By eating the peiros from the field, we now run into a new idea. It's called tzad echad beribis. What does it mean, tzad echad beribis, one side of ribis? Pay attention. Let's say I'm eating the peiros from the field, right? Before, let's say we made a deadline of a year, before a year he comes to me with the other 900. So really, he should have paid me this 900 all the way at the beginning, a year ago. I'm telling him the field is yours from a year ago. Elamai, I kind of lent you the money. Meanwhile, I was eating the peiros from the field all along. Why am I eating the peiros from these fields? Or field? It's the reward that I'm getting for lending him the 900. Let's say the lekeach, let's say the buyer eats the peiros. Okay, so what happens if he doesn't bring the money? He says, sorry, I thought I could come up with the rest of the 900. I can't. Can I have my 100 back? And I give him back the 100. Which was a loan. It was a loan in my hands. I have to give it back to him. So if the 100 that he gave me was a loan, he's the malva, I'm the loiva. And he was eating the peiros. So that's ribis. So when it comes to eating these peiros, there's a suffix that it may be ribis. Therefore, you now let it do this deal to start with. Because probably one of them is going to eat the peiros, either the seller or the buyer. And whoever is going to eat the peiros would be over on the issa of what we call tzad echad beribis. Now, you're right, there's no beferish loan over here. It's derech mekach umemka. Is there any way to do this beheter? What if I want to make such a deal? Give me a little bit of the money. When you bring me the rest, it's yours from now. Is there any way to do this in such a way that it's not a shaila? And the answer is, yeah. I can do it. I can say I'll take 100 from you now. When you bring me the other 900 at the end of the year, the field is yours from now. But what happens with the peiros? Neither the meicher or the lekeach should take it. It should go into the hands of a third party. When we figure out what happened, in other words, this third party is going to say, Maisa, what happened? Oh, you brought the other 900. So buyer was yours all along, here's your payers. Or we're going to come to him and say, he couldn't come up with the other 900. So seller, the field was yours all along, here's your payers. That's okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now remember, the whole problem is because I'm telling him when you bring the money, the field is yours from now. If I tell him when you bring the rest of the money, the field is yours from then, so... Also, there wouldn't be a problem. But you should know this is very common today. A person buys a house from a friend. I put down some of the money, and the owner of the house says, okay, you put down some of the money. I'm going to stay here till you come up with the rest of the money. So it turns out the seller is living in the house as a reward for waiting for the money. This is a shaila of ribbis. You have to talk to a rav how to work it out. Or let's say you want to sell your bicycle, and I give rishus to the buyer, you can use it for up to 30 days. If you decide it before 30 days, you want to give it back, give it back, and they'll give you back your money. So we can also run into a possible shaila of ribis. Again, with all these things, there's a way to do it that it's not a problem. But it's one of the reasons you have to learn. If you don't learn, you don't even know what a shaila is. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Hilvo al Sadeu, a malva that loaned money to a loiva. I lend money to Shimon. I say, Shimon, how do I know if you're going to pay me back or not? Shimon says, you can have my field as a mashkin, as collateral. Okay, but you have to pay me back at the end of 3 years. And we're talking about a field that is really worth a lot more than the loan. V'yamaloi, and the Malva says to the Loi V'aisei to Shimon, I want to tell you something. If you don't give me back the money that I loaned you, Mikan v'chol eshanim, from now until 3 years, then haray he, this field that you're giving me, Shali, is mine. And it's mine from now. In other words, if you don't pay me back the money, it turns out that it wasn't a loan, it was a sale. Then I didn't lend you the money, I bought a field from you. So then the din is, let's say Taka Shimon the Loiva doesn't pay up, and the 3 years pass, so Harehu Shalai, belongs to him, belongs to the Malva. They made this condition. Now what's the Chiddush? Well, maybe you could argue it's Rimis. I mean, the Loiva sold his field to the Malva for less than the market value. Remember, the field was worth more than a loan. So doesn't that mean that the Malva is gaining by giving him money? So the Chiddush is that we don't say that. Being that the Malva gets the field from the time of the loan, we go all the way back retroactively to the time of the loan, and we say it was never a loan, it was a sale. So there's no loan here, it's just a sale, and it was sold for a cheaper price. You can sell for a cheaper price. Now the Tana doesn't really clarify who eats the peiros during these 3 years. So Batanura says that the peiros here should be turned over to a third party. If the Loiva returns the money to the Malva, give the peiros to the Loiva. If not, give the peiros to the Malva. Because after all, the field was his from the time of Halva. There's another chiddush over here as well. There's something called an asmachta. Asmachta is a kind of a bet. You know, can I have your back? You gonna bring it back to me? If I don't bring it back my back, okay, I'll give you my watch, I'll give you my shirt, I'll give you my jacket, all right? Now the question is, does he really mean that, or is this just a kind of an expression? I'm telling you I'm right. Let's go ask Chaim. If Chaim says I'm right, you can have my bicycle. Those things aren't really binding. We don't really think that he meant it. But over here we say no. That being this is such a solid deal that if he doesn't bring him the money, they agree that retroactively it was never a loan, it was a sale. We say this is a legitimate arm's length transaction. This is for real. This is not an esmacht. Zak the Mishnah. The Mishnah concludes, V'kachaya baisis benzoinin oisa al pi chachamim. He had a field. He borrowed money from others saying, don't worry, I have a field, worse comes to worse. And if I don't pay back until a certain day, the field is yours from now. That's what he said to the Malva. And he did so with Rishos of the Chacham. So we learned in our Mishnah, if someone sells someone else a field, and the person gives him a little bit of the money, and the deal is, whenever you want, bring me the rest of the money, and then the field is yours from now, you can't do that. Because my problem is, who's eating the peiros? Before the deadline comes, when we don't know yet if he's going to bring the rest of the money and the buyer will take and get the field, or if he doesn't bring the rest of the money and the seller keeps the field and he has to return the amount that he gave him, the little bit of money that he gave him. In the middle, during this time period, who's eating the peiros? If the seller eats the peiros, what if the buyer take and brings the rest of the money? And it was the buyer's field to start with then. So why was the lekech eating the peiros? So you're paying him for the fact that you didn't have to give him all the money up front, that he gave you time to pay up the money. That's ribis. On the other hand, if the lekech eats the peiros, what if he doesn't bring the money? And the mekach becomes batel, the deal is off, and the seller returns the money. So what was this money in the hands of the seller? It was a loan. So the buyer was like a malva, he started paying for it, now he gets his money back. So that money was a loan. And for that loan, he was eating the peiros. That's also ribis, or at least what the Gemara calls tzar echad beribis. So we said that's aser, but we said there's an eitzah. You can do this deal. Give me a little bit of the money. And when you bring me the rest of the money, the field is yours from now. But they have to take the peiros and give it over to a third party who's going to wait and see what happens. Then we learned, if I lend someone money and he gives me his field, which is worth more than the loan, as a mashkin, and I say to him, but you should know, if you don't bring me back, if you don't pay up the money, then the field is mine to start with. Then it turns out it wasn't a loan, but I bought the field from you. That's okay. This is a legitimate deal. We don't consider it a kind of a smachta, like a bet. And if you don't do this, you know what's going to happen, but you don't really mean it. No, we say he really meant it, because they made the deal that retroactively it's a real sale. And it's also not considered ribis. I don't say, wait a second, but it turns out he's buying the field for a lesser price because he loaned the money. No, we're saying this was a sale. If he doesn't pay back the money, there never was a loan. It was a sale to start with. And he was willing to sell it to him for a cheaper price. And the Gemara tells us that Baisis ben Zainin made this type of a deal and did so al-pi chachamim.